So tell us, first of all, when is this year's festival?
March the 9th until the 11th, so not long. We've got three warm-up nights coming up before then during February, expert nights in climbing, biking and running.
And you've just launched the trailer this week.
We have, yeah. Every year we do a trailer. Effectively, it's a two and a half minute short with clips from some of the films that we're going to show at the festival. And for the last 3 years, I've had a guy called Alistair Lee, who's an award-winning filmmaker, a British filmmaker. He basically, I supply him with the films, he edits it and produces a nice trailer. Last year, we had 28,000 hits and we were over the moon with that. That was, you know, it blew all the previous ones out the window. We know that because it's on YouTube and it tells us how many people have watched it. This year, he produced an awesome trailer. It went live 48 hours ago and it's currently had 36,000 hits and we're somewhat taken aback.
That's amazing. And what did you put that down to?
A combination of many things. I guess first and foremost, the quality of the films. Yeah, that shines through. Alice's filmmaking capabilities, social networking. Twitter has been very instrumental. People are passing it around. We've got a nice website behind the festival now. The festival went very well last year, so its reputation is growing. You know, we had an American magazine on the phone yesterday. Outside Magazine would like to embed it into their website. I mean, most people don't ask if they can embed it in because that's the nature of YouTube, but these guys want to actually host it on their website, so we were quite privileged about that.
And so how many films are you showing?
76, I think it's 76.
So if you're the festival director, how many films does that mean you've actually had to sit through and watch?
Oh, at least three times that many, probably more, somewhere in the region of 200
to 250. And we've got one of the judges here with us, Nick Cook. How many films have you watched, do you reckon?
Probably not quite as many as Matt, but probably over 100, definitely.
Now, some people would think that was absolute bliss, sitting through the winter watching adventure films.
It is great, and it's a lot of fun, and the majority of the films, because Matt's obviously selected them by the time they get to me, are fantastic films. But when you do quite a few back-to-back, you can get a bit habituated almost to them, and almost habituated to the adrenaline-ness of them.
What do you mean, habituated to the adrenaline-ness?
Well, you see these guys doing such amazing things, but if you see it again and again and again and again and again, it loses some of its edge. But then you watch the film on its own again, or in a special showing, and you see it on the big screen, and then suddenly you then appreciate it for what they're doing properly.
And just tell us, give us a flavour of what sorts of films are showing.
Completely across the board, there's great biking films, climbing films, running films, caving films. There's even films that have more of an environmental and a cultural aspect to them. I mean, one of my personal favourites is a very amateur film, a film called Journey on the Wild Coast, which is about a couple walking from Seattle to Alaska. And that's just fantastic. It's not sort of gnarly adrenaline, but it's just a really good, inspirational, amusing film.
I understand there's a local film company that you're actually premiering their film.
Yes. Climbing's big in the Peak District. If you live in the Peak or Sheffield or Manchester, then you'll know that. People all over the edges every weekend. And I think it draws climbers to live in the area. And obviously a percentage of those cameras now take up cameras and make films. And there's a couple of lads in Sheffield. The business is called Outcrop Films. And they're making a film called Life on Hold, which they've been releasing little teasers for the past 6 months to a year, probably. And the quality of it's amazing, and people are very excited about watching that film. We're going to premiere it at the festival.
So have you seen it yet?
No, I've not seen it yet. Sometimes you just have to, take a leap of faith and just trust that something's going to be of good enough quality to show at a festival, but I'm confident in these guys, they're going to deliver.
And deliver on time.
it's all right on the night, as they say.
Brilliant. And so if anybody wants to come along, how can they find out details?
The website, Sheffield Adventure Film Festival. Type it into Google. It's SHAFF, SHAFF.co.uk. It's a great website. There you go. I could do a little plug, actually. It was by another local company in Hathersage called Hammer Design. All the information's on that. We're updating it almost all day, every day at the moment. Yeah, or the showroom website as well. There'll be information on there soon.
Brilliant. Thank you both very much.